one more, and then I'm going. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good, good. How's your day?
Oh, I know, they're so cute. They like, they're oh, oh.
Overwhelmed. Better to be overwhelmed than underwhelmed, though, hey? My name is Sophie.
Hi, hi.
You got like your puffer jacket. It's cool, isn't it? I live up a mountain in Ireland. Ireland? When I say Ireland, they're like, what? You live in an island? I do live on an island in Ireland. And I come here every summer. Well, most summers. It's a bit easier than far away in Australia. And I was playing at Longeville a few weeks ago, which is cool.
We made soup on stage. Yeah, and the guy ripped open his finger when he was making the soup. And I had no idea. He wrapped it with gaffer tape so no one would know. And it was like a vegan festival, right? So he had blood in the soup. So don't tell the organizers, please, so they'll have us back. But what else are you going to do? You're going to say, I cut my finger at the gig, you know. Anyway, I connect electrodes to plants and the plants make music. Churches and animals and people and food. My favorite is blue cheese. I did a blue cheese one, 12 days of Christmas. Raw fish, that was cool. And then I also do this. So if you're stuck for something to do tomorrow, I'm going to be at Park Nest in the Flavour Park. Do you know where that is? Yeah, near the Ulster Park, right? Yeah, it's a free gig. It's like a donation. So you can donate like a pencil or a poem, a jar of pickles, stroop waffles, or your money, or your love. I'll take love any day. So I'm going to play one final song and then I'm going to head off. So yeah, tomorrow, Park Nest, 3 till 5. 3 till 5. And then I'm off to back to Ireland, so it's the last gig of the tour tomorrow. And if you're into yoga, I'll be doing a yoga gig tonight. So, all right. Thank you. It's crazy, the birds, huh? Shook all the feathers of sheep peeled open, a pair of stars in her long sight, shrouded in wild moonlight. Sat in the room, she will lose her glow. Keeps all the dimples, she's forever left this hole. Man, I've woken them up. They must shoot out from the ground. Lots of love, everybody. My name is Sophie. See you tomorrow, maybe. Or come say good day if you feel like it. Waits for the winter solstice in Mergren. Watch all the dimples fall, but she won't break them all. Waits for the winter solstice in Mergren. Watch all the dimples fall, but she won't break them all. Walk in the streets of the night, sat up in the open daylight. She lies in the streets of the night with the crown of blossoms of me. I walk in the streets of the night, sat up in the open daylight. She lies in the streets of the night with the crown of blossoms of me. Lots of love, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Time goes by.
Wow, that was...
Shall I
funny.
Turn it off? Should I? Can I?
Yeah, sure.
I really enjoyed it. Oh,
thanks,
yeah, you really made my day.
What's your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn, yeah.
You're so tall. It's
yeah.
Amazing.
I know.
Dutch people.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. Much.
Yeah. So you're playing tomorrow?
Yeah, at Park Nest.
Yeah,
in the Flavor Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's Park Nest? What is it like? Is it a festival or is it...
Like it's a little cafe
in
the entrance of Flavor Park, so you can get coffee and
yeah.
I think food and stuff, can't you?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a speeltuintje
yeah,
with a hangout. Ja, ja, en, dat is die ene, helemaal aan het begin inderdaad, waar je ook op donatie eet.
Ja, precies. Ah, je kent het al.
Ja, ik ken het al.
Oh, goed zo. Daar speelt ze morgen om 3 uur.
It's a nice afternoon kind of thing, which is great for people. But I'll give you one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go on to, I put it up on my, if you use Instagram.
I use
Joyful Instagram.
Yeah.
If you look up Taylor Bird's music, you'll find it and the information
Perfect.
Is there.
Yeah, nice, really nice meeting you.
Do you live here?
Yeah, I live here. Yeah, yeah.
So I was enthousiast publiek hier. Het was heel gek, want niemand durfde er eigenlijk bij te komen. Maar iedereen liep wat langzamer en sommigen bleven staan. En, een paar kindjes waren volkomen overweldigd door het vioolgeluid. Dus die kwamen erbij zitten. En verschillende mensen hangen hier heerlijk rond al de hele middag. En Sophie staat zichzelf nog even te promoten hier. Ze deelt, ze was een paar keer weggelopen eigenlijk van het concert om mensen vogelzaadjes te geven. So you're dealing out.
It's always better to do something than nothing.
Yeah.
That is the
so
thing my dad always said.
Yeah.
He said, Soph, you know, like we play, I did a plant music. Or like, yeah, plant music store.
Yeah, like it's a plant music thing.
In Australia
I
we were...
I never saw you.
Yeah, we connect electrodes. Oi, hoi.
You're here from Amsterdam.
I live in Ireland.
Nog meer fans. Treden naar voren en... Sophie is happy om haar ding te delen. En morgen dus de laatste kans om Taylor Birds te zien spelen. In Park Nest om 3 uur. Daar zal ze dan optreden. En Park Nest is natuurlijk hartstikke leuk. Dus gaan we proberen te zijn. En daarna is het, het is de 24e morgen. Dus daarna, eigenlijk direct daarna al, is er op het Spui een stille bijeenkomst. Een stille demonstratie van Israëlische mensen of Joodse mensen. Ik weet niet wat ik moet zeggen. Die tegen de genocide en de bezetting en de onderdrukking en dat soort dingen zijn ook. En die graag een ander geluid willen horen. Maar toen door een stilteprotest. En daarna om 6 uur is er de maandelijkse bijeenkomst op de 24e van Stop de Oorlog Amsterdam. En daar komen weer allemaal sprekers bijeen, meen ik. Pink. Guido van Leemput zal waarschijnlijk wel weer aanwezig zijn, denk ik. Om zijn stand van de oorlog met ons door te nemen. En ik praat nog maar even door, want ik wou Sophie nog even iets vragen. Maar ze is nog steeds in gesprek met een nieuwe fan. Want Sophie heeft een nieuw album. Dat wordt nu op dit moment gemasterd. Dat vertelde ze van de week toen ze op bezoek was in de studio bij PSJM. Het wekelijkse praatprogramma van Radio Pottenkoek. Pottenkoek, serieus, Germaintje en Dree. Dat is elke woensdag. Als je ook iets te vertellen hebt of iets wil zeggen, dan kun je ook gewoon een keer langskomen in de studio op woensdag om 12 uur. Van 12 tot 1 is er vanuit de studio een praatprogramma waar ook contact is vaak met anderen via elektronische middelen. Vorige week was er een... en er is contact met Dakar, met Senegal. Waar een van onze radiomakers nu, als het goed is, toch wel aangekomen is. Die was deze week onderweg van Amsterdam naar Dakar. En had op Madrid een vlucht gemist. Dus het was nogal een chaotische toestand. En dat speelde zich Sophie is uitgepraat met de nieuwe fan. So, you got some new fans.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's, you never know who you get. You can't just sit at home and have a cup of coffee. Yeah. You've got to do something. Yeah, you just don't know. It's like, yeah, it's sometimes more special when people just stumble upon something. You know,
I highly believe in stumbling.
Like you can do, hopefully not into a hole, though. Don't stumble into a hole. And bounce back up. But no, I think like festivals and gigs are wonderful,
mm-hmm,
right? Like they're wonderful things. Yeah. And particularly like a lot of more alternative spaces, like mm-hmm, solar powered stages and mm-hmm, things where people are doing it because they love it as well as, you know.
Did you ever experience a bicycle powered festival?
No, it'd be great though.
That's beautiful, you know, if you can make people bite hard, you're going to be really loud, and if nobody likes it, you're going to be acoustic.
I wondered if I should do a thing where I live, where if people want to visit, they have to at least give me half an hour of cycling energy, you know, pay for their electricity, you know. But no, I think it's weird with social media. And online stuff, you see so much stuff. You scroll through, or you turn something on, and it tells you what you think you're meant to like. Right. And sometimes, if you stumble upon something, it stays with you maybe longer. I think
it's a bit more of an experience if you stumble upon something, because stumbling makes you like open up and be alert and be aware.
Yeah, and I think people want to be kind of, like, it's nice always to wave at kids and, like, see if they actually wave back and, like, take them out for a moment. Because you don't know who is, you know, you don't know what could be possible.
And it was a beautiful contact, you know, with this kind of music. The little ones that sat down, they were really, like, so amazed. It was so beautiful to see how they're like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm really good with the high and wave, and they sit down, but I've got to work on my, like, once they sit down, what happens?
Yeah, you know?
Like, what would you do? So if anyone has any tips of what I should do, like, what would you do? If someone sits down, do you give them an apple to eat? Do they write a crossword thing? Or, like, you know, how do... It's like... Because people who are attracted to certain kinds of music, they stay because they love it, right? Yeah. So, but when someone's on the edge, or how do you... Yeah, it's like, how do you draw people in? So it's always... I find that always a challenge.
You know? With the violin, you have this beautiful way of... waving somebody in, maybe.
Maybe you just do more of the violin. Yeah. Don't do the. Sometimes I rush too much, you know. I used to.
Yeah.
Like woof, woof, this or this, and now.
Well, people are attracted to the
sound.
Yeah, to the beautiful waves of. Yeah. And so if you give them a personal wave.
exactly. Yeah. But you know.
Yeah.
It's a complex world, so to capture people. In a moment, you just don't know what's possible. So that was fun.
What about the bird seeds? Because you were dealing out bird seeds to several people.
So I like business and all that jazz. I hate giving out business cards, right? Because when people give me business cards, I mostly lose them.
Yeah.
So I remember when we first met, you gave me your thing. So I took a photo of it, so I would remember, because otherwise, and then it gets lost in the. But business cards, people lose. I lose, and it's sort of a like, here's my email, here's my name. Mm. It's always very strange, I find personally, right? So I for years have basically, because I'm Taylor Birds, I'm Sophie, but the artist name is Taylor Birds. I make up little bags of birdseed wherever I am, just flew past, and I make up these bags of birdseed, which has a little sticker, Taylor Bird sticker, and then a little note that says, like, if you have trouble sleeping, go to this. If you like the sound of moss, go here. And like a little note, or here's my email. They're very easy to make up. Yeah. They're very cheap to make up. But people feel like it's a gift. They say, you're actually giving them something, you know.
Something of value.
Something they'll remember. But the thing I find funny is a guy, I played a festival in Italy, he said, I heard you gave me birdseed in Ireland last year. And another guy said to me, I heard you in February. You were good then, but you're even better now, right? And I said, well, I wasn't here in February, right? And then I said, did I give you birdseed? He said, no. And I said, then it wasn't me. You know? I've been doing it for years. Yeah. So I think I'm running out. I maybe only have 5 bags. I made maybe 150 for this tour. So maybe I only have 5 left. Yeah. So I do also have, I'll show you, 1 second. I also have these iron-on patches, which the artwork is like one of the albums, my Crows album. So if I run out of birdseed, I have to give them this, you know. Or I do have some stickers, you know. But
beautiful. Wow, yeah. It's a very colorful design.
And the thing I love about this is I gave one to a friend of mine who climbs up trees to protect the trees in Tasmania. And she sewed it on her suitcase. And she was in the forest. And this girl stumbled upon her. Uh-huh. And she's like, Taylor Birds. I saw her play in Melbourne a month ago.
Oh.
So you never know, even in the forest. Yeah. So, so I give out bags of bird seeds. Yeah. I make up maybe for every tour, maybe 150 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a very quick way of giving people something good. Who knows if they even make impact? I don't know.
But handing over a business card is not a very memorable thing.
It's a way to lose impact. Yeah.
And this is a perfect way to make it something.
Yeah, and you know, you just go to a little animal shop, you pour. Yeah, the thing that I don't like about them, though, is they have like this sticky label that you have to pull off, and then it gets stuck in your hand. So there's I thought of doing disposable, like the ones that dissolve in water, bags, but they're very expensive to produce.
Yeah, and they are deteriorating too soon sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't know if those bags.
But, maybe some kind of yute cotton.
The thing I love about the bird seed is they cost 0.11 less than how much Spotify streams cost, right? When you get paid per Spotify, it's 0.000, you know. So the thing I love about the bird seed bags is they cost so little to make, but they are so easy to make.
Yeah,
and they're a gift. They're like a present for people in a very easy way. So, you know.
And about your name, Taylor Birds, because, I looked it up, of course. And, but the Dutch name is Snijder Vogel.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like the Snijder is someone who cuts the fabric. Because the bird is like it's like a creative builder, isn't it?
Yeah, they make nests out of leaves, so they're like these magical birds. So when I try and think of, I think years ago, I did like a contemporary classical band. I commissioned some music when I was at university.
Okay.
And we were called the Gestalt Ensemble. Like the Gestalt theory, you know, the sum of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And then I stopped doing that because that was just university. Mm-hmm. And then it was a university moment. Mm-hmm. And then when I think of names, I think, okay, let's say you're thinking of a type of a tree, you write all the types of trees down. So I was writing like all the different like tailored sounds or Tinker Taylor or Taylor Tinker. So I'd write like when you're thinking of something, you have to brainstorm many names, and it ended up being Taylor Birds. But the interesting thing is if the gig is good, people go, I love that Taylor. Great show, Taylor. Not Sophie. So It's like me when I do plant music and I give my plants a name. They say, oh, Sharon did great that day. So it's, yeah, like a tailor, like they're magical birds,
yeah.
And they make nests out of leaves, and they're beautiful yeah. birds. And I just, yeah, like it has just stuck. It's quite a, you know, it sometimes could be tailor bird, or I say sometimes like, ah, oh, I am the tailor bird, or we are the tailor birds, or, but yeah, tailor birds.
Well, it's you been and your stuck violin and yeah. your thingies. That's
yeah, birds, yeah, yeah. So yeah, so that's it. So tonight yeah. do a yoga gig, and tomorrow do a Park Ness gig, which will be lush. I played there last year, I think.
Yeah.
It's 3 till 5, so that's cool.
Yep.
That's really nice, and it's solo, which is nice.
Last year you were with
Jeroen. Yeah. Jeroen. He does a lot of shows with me, mm-hmm. But I think as he played, he recently did a Tom Waits. He's been doing an album he's converting the Tom Waits songs into Dutch. So he was doing a gig, a Tom Waits kind of gig at Park Ness the night before.
Yeah.
And he was around, so we were like, come and join. But I thought this time, just nice. It's nice to give people, you know, you never know.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. And also, who knows who will appear. If someone has an instrument, they can come and do a solo. You know, it's make it's, my life easier. You know, I'll go and drink a beer.
Kind of openish happening.
Yeah, like it's nice that, like, if someone does have an instrument, they can feel like in Ireland, that's happens a lot. Mm. Like the guy was whistling, and I was like, I do a whistle solo. Yeah. So, no, it's nice. But anyway,
who knows? Maybe there's someone with a trumpet.
Exactly. Jump up and play, play some. Play like while the violin is looping, and it's nice. Like 2 hours can go very fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, you know.
Yeah.
So, you have to be. You always got to remember to love those moments, because I always almost time stops. And someone else said that when they play shows, they say time stops almost.
Mm.
Like sometimes you can't remember.
Yeah.
Like Longeville, can't remember the gig book. I remember people and seeing people and like the seeing people, but time stops and if you're really truly within the music, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, that was Sophie Taylor-Bird. Nu ga ik even. Iets anders doen. En dan later komen we weer terug. Dus de hele middag grindcore. Sophie gaat een yoga-concert spelen. En Radio Pottenkoe gaat schakelen naar de grindcore op Blastfest op het Groene Veld. Dus, maar goed, dan moet ik eerst nog wel zien te komen, want het is ook sale. Dus ik weet niet of ik hoe ik noordwaarts ga geraken. Maar we zullen zien. Dus blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Pottenkoe. Want er komt meer een keer. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Петрові по старій українській традиції. Хто це сказав? Підніміться. Я тобі поясню, зайдеш до мене окремо.
Ви пройшли через з фашистами, до кінця виконували свій обов'язок перед батьківщиною, ресурсом, який є. В нашому розпорядженні є довіра та розуміння необхідності подолання тимчасових труднощів зарази втілення реформ.
Не буду приховувати, я здійснюю цей візит не лише би налагоджувати політичне партнерство і не лише би пропагандувати Україну як потенційний настійний ландент. Я приїхав і для того, аби вчитися.
Thank you. Thank you. час.
Thank you.
Thank you.